everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
Firm pressure quickly developed in lean hog and feeder cattle trade here today as traders once again face strong grain market support, which will increase production costs in all livestock markets. Triple-digit hog losses, though, leading today in the complex. July corn futures about 9 cents higher. The Dow Jones 52 points lower. NASDAQ down 36 points. Over in live cattle today, mixed live cattle trade was seen throughout the day with nearby futures steady to 30 cents higher based on the end-of-the-week positioning and underlying firmness in beef values. Deferred futures, though, shifting lower with narrow losses slowly replacing initial buyer support seen on Friday. Cash cattle markets, meanwhile, remained generally undeveloped today, although active bids were seen in most areas. Bids were seen at $112 to $114 live and $185 dressed. Asking prices remain at $114 and higher live and $187 and higher dressed. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, 26 cents lower in select and up 21 cents per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 64 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, firm losses have continued to develop throughout the day following increased corn prices. Traders continue to focus on the short-term and long-term impact of higher feed prices and the impact on not only cash prices paid for feeders, but also the overall impact on beef production over the next year. Trade, meanwhile, hovered in a narrow to moderate range with prices 50 to 80 cents per hundredweight lower. In grains today, corn trade was 4 to 9 cents higher with front-month trade leading as bull spreading continues with new highs scored for July and December. Soybean trade 4 to 7 cents higher today with meal $1.50 to $2.50 higher and oil 15 to 25 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was flat to 2 cents higher with trade trying to follow row crops as hard red winter wheat harvest expands on the plains. Kansas City-Chicago spread pushing to new highs at 67 cents with the Kansas City gaining slightly more this morning.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.